This is Jonathan Lane, and today I am here with Kent Words Edwards of Starbase Studios. And Kent is going to give me an update on what's been happening with these TOS sets that are currently in Arkansas. Over the weekend of May 19th and 20th, there was a big gathering of Starbase Studios people to film some stuff. I want to get an update on all of that and figure out what's going to be happening with these sets. So first of all, Kent, welcome. Welcome. How are you doing?
Going pretty good. Actually, I'm driving up to Iowa as we speak, and I pulled off so we could have this discussion.
You're driving from Kansas to Iowa, is that correct?
That's correct. I'm driving up to see my girlfriend, and after the production, you know, wrapped, and I got a week off from work, so I thought I would drive up there and talk to you at the same time.
And just so you folks know, the filming that just took place over this weekend was in Arkansas. So, Kent, I know you drove with Vance Major from Kansas to Arkansas and back to Kansas. So that was 4 hours in each direction, right?
That is correct. We sure did.
And now you are driving how many hours to Iowa?
It's about three and a half.
Okay. Well, that's not as bad as I thought.
It's not too bad. But it is similar drive. I mean, it's about an hour less, really.
And pretty much just completely flat as far as the eye can see, right?
Very much so.
All right. Well, folks don't want to hear about topography. They want to hear about Starbase Studios. Okay. So for those folks who don't know, there was a big gathering of all of the, I suppose, the movers and shakers of Starbase Studios during the weekend of the 19th and 20th of May in Arkansas at the sets. There was some filming that happened, and it was a very big thing. However, it was not really publicized. It wasn't hidden from anybody, but it was not publicized. So the first question I want to ask you, Kent, is...
So oh, by the way,
yes.
Call me Words, because everybody that's in the fandom knows me as Words. They don't know me as Kent. So
okay.
You might as well call me Words.
All right. Well, in that case, the first thing I want to ask you, Words... So you guys had this gathering in Arkansas over this past weekend, May 19th, but it wasn't really talked about a lot. I mean, it was on your website, but there really wasn't a lot of marketing communications, if you would call it, to tell people it was happening. So why was it being kept so relatively quiet?
It's not that we didn't want anything covered, but I have to tell you that the whole idea behind this gathering was really a test. We had just come through a really horrible legal dispute between the set owners, of which at that time I was one of them. And what we wanted to do is that once we agreed to end the dispute finally, we wanted to kind of test the waters, or at least I did, being that Starbase Studios LLC no longer had ownership of the sets, that had really been transitioned over to Glenn Miller, Scott Johnson, and Glenn Wolf. And I stayed with the Starbase name only, and I have the sort of booking agent responsibility for the studio in Arkansas. It wasn't a secret. We actually did put out on the Starbase Studios webpage, there was actually at least a few posts about Come and Play Star Trek on the 19th of May. And unfortunately, when things kind of went south for Starbase Studios LLC, when Vance departed, it kind of put us into a little bit of a void as far as the post-consistencies of getting things out on the Internet. So it wasn't intentional in any way, shape, or form.
All right. So what did happen this past weekend? Well, first of all, who showed up?
We had this sort of core group of participants that have been around in the Starbase Studios from the times of Ajax going forward. We had various representatives from all the different productions, or most of them. We didn't get all of them, but we got a fair amount of them to actually come to this. The whole idea behind it was to do an experiment to see if we could get everybody working together again. Plus, we wanted to involve pieces of Starbase history in what we were filming.
Okay. and I noticed that you left every single possible name out of that. I know that you were there, and Vance Major was there, even though he's no longer officially involved in Starbase Studios in any kind of, you know, management or representational way. Scott Johnson, Glenn Miller, Glenn Wolf, those are the three owners
of the set. No, Glenn Miller was not there.
Okay, Glenn Miller was not there. Scott Johnson and Glenn Wolf were there. Let's see, Michael L. King from Starship Valiant.
Jon Snow, who was in Grissom. We did have one representative from the original Starship Exeter group that showed up on site, and he was there, and he was curious about how the sets were looking since the time of Exeter.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the sets that are being used by Starbase Studios, the bridge set at least was originally constructed many, many years ago, back in like 2004, by the folks from Starship Exeter. It was used in their second episode. Then it was stored in a barn for a number of years where it basically was a victim of the elements. And in very dilapidated condition, it was then rescued by John Hughes in 2009, 2010, brought from Texas to Oklahoma, and then served as the basis for Starbase Studios, what is now Starbase Studios. And other sets were added since then, like a transporter room and a sick bay and a briefing room. So anyway, that's the story if you've missed it so far. But anyway, so you had all these people together in Arkansas. What were they doing?
Basically, we were there to do two things. First, we were there to film a short that we wanted to, you know, get everybody together, make sure that we could all still communicate and get along and, you know, work together. And we got up together to do a short. And for Starbase LLC, we also recorded interviews with people from the cast and the production that we were going to create a sort of Starbase Studios LLC commercial.
For those who are a little bit confused, what is the difference between Starbase Studios and Starbase Studios LLC, which stands for Limited Liability Corporation?
All right. Well, here's what the difference is. Starbase Studios LLC was spun up out of Starbase Studios itself. When we stopped doing productions in Oklahoma, the Starbase Studios entity at that point really ceased to exist. And it was going to become something new when it moved down to Arkansas. And sort of out of desperation to maintain the people who wanted to film at the studio, Scott Johnson and I decided to spin up a legal version of Starbase Studios that would be legal in Arkansas. And so that's when Starbase Studios LLC came into existence. And the difference is that really the sets in Arkansas, that Starbase Studios ended when we left Oklahoma.
So that ended. So is there such an entity as Starbase Studios anymore other than the LLC, or is it basically just the LLC is Starbase Studios?
The LLC is Starbase Studios now.
Okay. So now the LLC is you.
Correct.
Is there anybody else involved in the LLC?
Yes. I have another manager that's part of the LLC that's Scott Johnson.
Okay. So you and Scott Johnson are the managers of the LLC. Now, separate from the LLC are the sets.
Correct.
That are currently sitting in Marble Falls, Arkansas, in a place called Dog Patch, in a warehouse that, from what I've seen, is not necessarily the most cutting-edge facility in the world.
It's a nice little colorful building.
Yes. For folks who don't know, Dog Patch used to be an amusement park. So the amusement park is actually now, it's no longer in operation. I think it's rather dilapidated right now. Is that correct?
Yes. A lot of the buildings have succumbed to the elements. We have roof collapses down there and some other. Yeah, it's in pretty, just recently got bought by the Heritage Group, Heritage Foundation, excuse me.
And are they looking to preserve it or are they looking to, you know, bulldoze it?
I am not actually sure what their plan is. Unfortunately, I only became aware of it through my conversations with the building owner about 3 months back. And he didn't get into any specifics because he wasn't even sure that deal was going to go through at the time I was talking to him.
But now that the deal has gone through, the sets are housed there until when? Is it an open-ended thing, or are the sets going to move at some point?
It's my understanding that currently the arrangement that we had ends at the end of December of this year, 2018.
All right. So at the end of December of 2018, what will happen to these sets that are owned by Scott Johnson, Glenn Wolfe, and Glenn Miller?
Well, there have been a lot of discussions. Some of them I know about because of my role at Starbase. I'm the booking agent for those sets. That's what Starbase does now. And I'm aware of at least two options that are on the table, but I probably can't tell you about them because I'm not really part of that anymore. But there are a couple options on the table to go forward after December.
Go forward in a different location or to renew some where they are currently?
It would have to be in a different location because at the end of that time, the location will no longer be available.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I guess I will have to ask other people then. Is this the sort of thing where I would be asking Scott and or Glenn about that, or is there anybody else involved?
I would say just any set owners who you need to talk to.
Yeah, obviously I can do a follow-up. Unfortunately, folks, as you may know, I was involved in the Starbase Studios controversy at the end of last year when all the legal stuff was going on, but I'm no longer directly involved, so I can't give you the insider information that I used to be able to give you. However, I can always call the owners and find out from them, and that's what I'll do.
By the way, Jonathan, I wanted to thank you personally for what you did do for those negotiations. It was very helpful, and I just wanted to say that online.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, it was a very long and difficult 3 months, but Vance Major and I were able to help steer the ship through the perilous iceberg-infested waters. So I'm glad that things have come out the other side. Let me ask, how did things go this weekend? Did everybody get along with everybody else?
Once the cameras started rolling, the answer to the question is yes. They went pretty well. Before the camera rolled, this production had some interesting problems in advance. And the day of shooting, two of the set owners did have a almost altercation in front of about half the people there.
Oh, dear. And when you say two of the set owners, I'm assuming that was the two set owners that actually were there.
Correct.
Okay. So you're not mentioning names, but we can all sort of figure it out if we listen to the beginning part of the interview who was there. So can you tell us what happened, or are we trying to keep this, you know, not really public?
Yeah, I can tell you that, you know, that it was a not-so-nice comment made by one of them to the other, and, you know, and I did talk to Scott Johnson myself, and he did okay me to say that what he did in this particular case was simply walk away so that the altercation didn't go any further.
Were things resolved? I mean, is everybody happy and peppy and we're bursting with love again?
Yeah, the answer to that question is a loaded question. I will say that there are still problems between the owners, and it probably still it pertains specifically to props and pieces of the sets that aren't always available now that were available before. And there's a dispute over some of those still. And that is a big problem that still needs to be addressed.
Is it being addressed, or is it looking like trying to bring peace to the Middle East?
At this point, it's still being addressed. There are conversations about it, and, you know, we're trying to make some headroads. The difference in perspectives between all the owners is making it difficult. I'm hopeful that in the longer term, since we've come out from the dispute, that it's a matter of time. And having this shoot was effort on my part and others to get us all working together so hopefully in the long run these problems will cease to exist.
Well, amen to that. I think we all have our fingers crossed. So in the meantime, it is now almost summer of 2018. Are the sets open for use again? Can fan film makers, you know, come in with their casts and their costumes and their cameras and whatever and film there?
Yeah, the answer to that question is yes. But I do want to go on record as the president of Starbase Studios LLC that what I would say to someone who wants to film in the Arkansas sets is that I would put a rating of yellow to red, that if you were going to come and produce an episode there, that you're going to have your ducks in a row to make sure that you're able to do what you want to do and do it in a prompt and good fashion. Right now, there's still enough friction between the players. It's not chaos, but it's friction. That I will probably, if people approach me and Starbase Studios LLC about booking their production in there, I'm going to tell them that straight up it's yellow to red. You can do it, but there could be additional issues that come up because of that.
Issues like what?
Issues like the fact that the sets do need some upkeep now, and I can't give you it because I haven't been able to look at the footage that we shot on the biggest TV yet, but there are some maintenance issues that need to occur. There's also, because not all of the props and set pieces are always in the studio because of the lack of physical security there, there are some issues that come up, and the lack of electricity on site. You know, everything we do down there has to be done on a generator, and that has a bunch of interesting issues in lighting and being able to run all the bridge monitors. And
I remember that Vance was telling me when he was doing his Menard stuff that he pretty much had to choose one station to light up, you know, so he could light up communications, or he could light up engineering, or he could light up sciences, but he couldn't light up everything at the same time, which made, you know, long-distance shots, you know, obviously you only had, you know, one console, one station lit. It looked a little odd. So I guess if people wanted, you know, to light up all their stations, they could just bring extra generators, right?
Yes, if they did do that, if they had extra power capacity, then yes, it would be possible to light them all. Currently, though, when we shot this short, we did not light any of them. I made the executive decision because of the nature of this production that I just wanted to essentially talk to my post-production people and said, okay, if I don't light these, I don't have to worry about this problem. Can we put all the lights in post-production? And the answer to me came back yes. So when this short comes out, it'll have all the bridge stations lit. But when we actually filmed, none of them were on.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're going to force some poor 3D CGI guy to do your work for you there.
I'm afraid in this case that was the lesser of evils. Yes.
Do you have a CGI person to do that for you in post?
I have a great guy. Now, remember, this production was actually a VVPP production.
What do those letters stand for?
Visionary Video Post Production. It is a production company of which I am part of, and the editor guy is the other partner in it. And so he's the gentleman who I run all my post-production stuff through. He does great work. I mean, he's told me not to use his name because he has to turn work away right now, and I certainly don't want to encourage anyone to get involved with him because then I won't have time for what I need to have happen. So I'm being a little selfish there, but he does great work.
So basically the purpose of your shoot was to just say, all right, Starbase Studios is back. It's open for business. Come on in and use our facilities, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was a test to see if we could all work together and make it happen.
And then, of course, if somebody does want to use your facilities, you just want to give them this friendly warning that they really need to have all of their ducks in a row because not everything is 100%.
That is correct.
I suppose if anybody wanted to come in and help do some maintenance, do some painting, do some wood repair or whatever, is that something that they could do, or are you holding off on that for a bit?
Actually, I think the set owners would love anyone that wanted to volunteer or anybody that would want to help finance that or anything. I mean, I can't speak for them, but I just know them all, so I wouldn't think that there would be any problem if volunteer people wanted to come in and try to help.
Okay, well, anybody with a hammer and a tape measure, obviously you have to get yourself over to Arkansas and stop at Home Depot or Lowe's on the way. But yeah, I mean, the sets, if you take a look, the most recent thing that was filmed there was the adventures of the USS Parkview, those kids from a school in Arkansas that came to film something about the Easter Bunny. And if you take a look at some of those close-up shots, you can see some places where, you know, the wood is, it probably needs to be replaced a little bit, some places where things could be painted a little bit better. But yeah, I mean, if there's anybody out there who, you know, has some construction background or some woodworking carpentry background, perhaps you would want to contact, well, I guess the question is, would they contact you? Would they contact
they can.
Scott? Would they
yeah.
contact Glenn? Whom would they contact?
Any or all of us. Like I said, my job as Starbase is to make sure that if it's not me or my company, then it's going to be who do you need to talk to, and that's part of my job, is to make sure that if you're of a volunteer group and you want to try to help us out in that way down on the sets, then I'll point you to who you need to talk to.
So it sounds like anybody really should be coming to you first, and then you can sort of figure out if they need to be talking to somebody else.
Well, that's kind of the arrangement that we have, yes. It's not an absolute, but, that's kind of the arrangement. I'm supposed to be the front man, point people into the right directions.
All right. And if folks wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do it?
The fastest way would be to send an email to kent@starbasestudios.net.
Okay, so that's the fastest way to get in touch with you, and then
that
you'll,
unfortunately is the fastest way at the moment.
That's unfortunately the fastest way.
Yes.
When email is no longer fast enough, you know, when we can communicate
yes.
literally across the planet in a matter of microseconds, it's still not fast enough.
Right.
So at this point, the next stage in getting it done faster is to actually have it done before I ask you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, TARDIS deliveries when it absolutely positively has to be there before you ordered it. Okay. Anyway, so in the coming months, what will people be seeing out of Starbase Studios? Obviously, you've just filmed a bunch of stuff. What will happen with this stuff that you filmed?
Well, what you're going to see, actually, is you're going to see some still shots that were released first. Then we're going to get into, you know, ramping up for the release of the short. The short will be released interlaced with some of the comments and everything from the actors and people who are involved in the project. It all rolls into the sort of thinly veiled commercial for Starbase, you know, about people who want to do fan films. And this is to encourage people to do fan films.
Are you going to have a commercial jingle or maybe a cute little gecko or something that will speak with an accent?
Oh man, that's a wonderful idea.
Actually, what you could do is you could have a tribble. You know, he could be your spokesman.
Yeah. All right, there we go.
Now you're like, we should have filled the tribble on the command chair.
I think it's kind of more going to be like a documentary on fan film. You know, it's got the commercial aspect to it too, but it is going to have some documentary kind of elements to it. You know, the short's made in such a way that what we hope to actually do is say, hey, you're interested in making a fan film? Write the sequel for this. You want to be a director? Direct the sequel for this. You want to be a producer? Produce the next sequel to this. That's the way this is kind of being, we're going with it.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So before we wrap up, is there anything final that you would like to tell the folks about Starbase Studios or fan films in general?
Yeah, what I'd like to tell people is that in the next few months, there's going to be some announcements and some new additional more resources available for people who are interested in making fan films. And I'm really excited personally with some of these new things that will be coming along. It's all coming in the future. So if you have ambitions to make a fan film or, you know, or assist in producing a fan film or writing a fan film, then this will be an exciting time coming up, I hope.
So, yes, folks, fan films are not dead, and any rumors of their passing have been greatly exaggerated. There's a lot of stuff out there. If you are a fan filmmaker, especially a Star Trek fan filmmaker, the resources that you have to work with are just, they're really staggering. So, you know, live the dream, folks. If you want to make a fan film, you've got Starbase Studios. Contact Words, and, you know, there's other places around as well. You'll be finding out more about them, as Words said, in the next few months. You know, if you've got that dream, make it happen. Make it so. Anyway, Words, thank you very, very much for chatting with me and for updating us all on Starbase Studios.
Absolutely. Glad I could do it.
And best of luck. Keep us posted. Any other updates, come here first, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Now get back on the road, drive safely, and enjoy your time with your girlfriend in Iowa.
Thank you, sir. And pleasure talking to you.
Live long and prosper.